In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He was, is, and always shall be.
So the summary is, what is the condition of your heart? What is the condition of our hearts, of our souls? Where are we in our walk, in our journey? Where are we on the path? I know many of you have gardens. Some of you may have more than just a garden, may have a plot of land. I know some even have large farms. In fact, my wife's family has a very large farm, and we've been seeing lots of pictures lately from the folks that are farming out there of newly planted wheat that's just come out of the ground. Fortunately and thankfully, there's been some moisture this year, so there's little green plants about 3 inches high that are out of the ground, already just been planted in the last month. But it's not always the case, of course, because there's lots of things that go into raising crops, into raising even one little plant in a small little pot. There's a lot that goes into it. There's the condition of the soil. There's feeding it, there's watering it, there's pruning it, there's taking care of it. And then there's so much even out of our control and out of our ability to do something. And that's what the parable is about. Our Lord even explains the parable to us. And we've heard this parable. It should be familiar to us because we hear it several times in different instances. But what is the condition of our heart? What is the condition of the soil of our heart? And it's also about not just how we receive the seed, which is the word of God. It's explained here in this parable. But it's also about how we who are called to be the givers of the seed, when they sow the seed, the way they used to do it was just throw it. Now they've got all sorts of fancy and complicated ways to plant, but it's still the same principle. So it's about both the giver and the receiver of the seed. What is the condition of the soil of our heart? And why do we hear this on this day? And what is the connection to the epistle that we heard from Titus? Today is between the first weekend in October and the second weekend in October, we commemorate in our church the Holy Fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council. So the last official ecumenical council that was dealing with, as we know, because we commemorate and we lift this up on the first Sunday of Lent, the Sunday of Orthodoxy, the return of icons to their proper veneration, to their proper place in the church, because for close to 100 years, icons were forcibly removed. People who had iconography in their homes and in their places of business and with them were persecuted because there were those who had hardened hearts, believed that it was worshiping something and not venerating the prototype, as St. John of Damascus says, the person or persons who are depicted in icons, and ultimately leading to worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this went on for many years, and there were people who were very learned, as we heard. There were people who theologically may have believed that they were correct, who were in positions of power and authority, who felt that it was necessary to exercise this power and authority over those as it regarded to worship and in the church. And so we hear in Titus, and Paul instructing Titus about avoiding and fleeing from divisive, argumentative things in life and in the church. And this is why we see the connection between the gospel of the parable of the sower and this epistle from Titus to this day where we commemorate an event in the life of the church where arguments, division, dissension, all these things led to the removal of icons, the removal of the proper veneration from the church. So the seed is the word of God, as we heard. And the question for us is, does the seed, the word of God, is it planted in our hearts? And does it bear fruit? The fruit of the Spirit, we heard a few weeks ago. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Or has it fallen on rocky soil? Was it planted and did it sprout, but then some other thing took it away or removed it? Or we failed to nurture it and water it? This is the question. This is the teaching for us today. The Word of God must take root in our hearts. The Word of God must direct everything we do. Paul says it again to the Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. We become new creations in Christ. And this isn't something necessarily that is instantaneous. It takes time. It takes patience, as we heard in the epistle. It takes, as we know from this example, watering, nurturing, pruning, feeding, all these things that help make plants and crops grow so they can produce fruit and be replanted and produce more fruit. It perpetuates is the very same things in our lives. It takes all of these in order for us to bear fruit, the fruits of the Spirit. That is how they will know followers of Christ, we hear, is by the fruits that they bear. And how do we do this? Paul tells us in his epistle. He says, I desire you insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to apply themselves to good deeds. These are excellent and profitable to men. Not being involved in controversies or genealogies or dissensions or quarrels, because those are unprofitable and those are futile. Apply themselves to good deeds. These are excellent and profitable to men. And he goes on and he says, I have decided this, he says that, and let our people learn to apply themselves to good deeds so as to help cases of urgent need and not to be unfruitful. Good deeds, not deeds that we do because we think it earns us something or it achieves some kind of success that the world would lift up as profitable, but no, good deeds to serve, good deeds to offer to those in need, good deeds to build up the body of Christ. This is what Paul is telling Titus, and this is what the connection between the gospel is for us today. I cannot emphasize enough, especially in this time we are in, and I say this often, to not be distracted and divided by these things that are going on in the world today. Do not get involved in, and I use the words of Paul, stupid controversies. Do not get involved in dissensions or divisive discussion. All it does is separate the body of Christ. All it does is choke out the seed that has been planted in each and every one of us, because we are created in His image and in His likeness. Each one of us has this seed planted within us. The question is, how are we going to respond? Are we going to nurture, to feed, to water, to guard against those that would take away that which is planted within us? This is our challenge, not just this day, not just this week, but for all our lives. And to do these things is good and profitable, as St. Paul tells us. So may our Lord guide us and guard us. May we be open to the nurturing and feeding and guiding and lifting up of our souls, of the soil of our hearts, so that we too may offer our good deeds, that we too may do what is beneficial to our souls and to our bodies, and that we too may be agents of, we too may be participating in, and we too may be vessels so that peace may be in the world. Amen. Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.